What if the White House and Congress fail to reach a budget deal and massive spending cuts and tax hikes do kick in at the end of the year and we fall off the fiscal cliff? What would that be like for us who live and work near the heart of the federal government? This morning, we're joined by Scott Hodge, who's president of the Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan tax research group. And Scott, when you look at the numbers, first Maryland, then I guess in the order of Virginia and D.C., we'd all end up paying substantially more than we pay right now. What kind of numbers are we looking at?
Maryland is really the number one affected state in the nation when it comes to paying higher taxes if we go off the cliff. We looked at how the median family with two children would be affected in every state. And Maryland taxpayers would get hit with a roughly $7,200 tax increase if we go off the cliff. That's the highest in the nation in terms of pure raw dollars. Virginia is roughly in the middle, where they come in around 28th with about a $4,400 tax increase, while D.C. residents would see a tax increase of around $3,200. Just slightly above the median for the nation. So we're seeing some of the biggest tax increases here locally. A lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of Maryland residents are in the alternative minimum tax or potentially would be affected by that. So if that expires, Maryland residents are due for a huge tax increase.
Is that alternative minimum tax supposed to be changed for this year and next?
Well, in fact, it's due to expire here at the end of the year, or already has, and needs to be extended for 2012, and Congress hasn't done that yet. So this is what we call the patch in the AMT, which increases the eligibility income threshold. And if that's not done by the end of the year, then millions of people across the nation will be affected by this, and many of those will be here in Maryland.
Scott, when we talk about the thousands more that we'd all be paying in higher payroll taxes and maybe the AMT, if that's applicable, and other things, are we talking about based on an entire fiscal year or immediately if we go off the cliff?
Well, we are talking about an entire fiscal year and calendar year, tax year. So it's possible that we may slide off the cliff and go into January, and then Congress and the White House come up with a last-second deal to fix this and thus save everybody from a full year's worth of tax increases. And this is really important also. Let's keep in mind the IRS has to fix all of these forms and schedules so that we can pay our taxes next April. And they're up against a deadline, too. So if the White House and Congress drag their feet too far into 2013, the IRS won't be able to make those forms available to us, and that's going to mess up the entire filing season. No one wants that. I think that's one of the things that could force a deal sooner rather than later.
And this is just taxes now. It doesn't even take into consideration things like loss of confidence, consumer confidence, or businesses not hiring or having to let people go, right?
You know, that's a very serious issue, but one of the things that really, I think, worries me the most and many economists is the effect on the nation's credit rating. We've already been downgraded once, and I think there's a great concern that if we go off the cliff, if we don't show a resolve to fix our fiscal problems, that we will see another downgrade in our credit rating. That puts us, you know, sort of in the camp of Greece and Spain and other European countries. That's no good. And that's no way of solving the nation's problems.
Oh boy, let's hope we don't take the big flop here, Scott. Okay,
like Wile E. Coyote in an Acme parachute.
Scott Hodge is president of the Tax Foundation and a real fan of the cartoons as well. Appreciate it.
Thank
Money
you.
News.